Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
If ever that was a no-no, don't do, ever do, this is a perfect example of it.
And what's your name?
I have many names. We've known each other for a long time, and by then I went by Kia. My name is Tanikia.
I know you play.
But just really my close friends and family call me Kia. I go by TK. TK.
Okay, so what would you prefer I call you? TK, Tanikia, or show, Kia?
For the show, TK.
I'm fighting for my life!
Like, is it that hard, bitch?
And how old are you?
I am 52.
52, damn. And do you want your Instagram handle shared at the bottom of the screen?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you guys see that down there. So if you want to contact TK, you can do so. Her Instagram information is right there. And also, a new wrinkle. Are you open to having a potential suitor come up and chat with you?
I would love that.
I know you would. All right, so what type of relationship dynamic are you looking for? Marriage, what? Why are you laughing? Go ahead. You want to share?
So this is the wrinkle. This is the wrinkle. Is I am open to organic growth if it's there. But if it's not, that's okay too.
I get it. But then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
Let's see what we're working with. Okay, she's not some type of big influence or something with thousands of followers, so I'll give her points for that. I do not want to see any muscle in a woman at all. I don't want to see no arm definition or nothing. Oh my goodness, no. Shout out to T. Orlando. I couldn't do it. I'm not judging you, but just, oh.
I would like a companion, a friend, and if that grows into something, I am open to that. But I'm not necessarily looking for, I am seeking a husband or a long-term partner. But I am open to if it's there.
Where are you calling from? What city?
San Antonio, Texas.
What's your current career?
I am a 26-year Air Force veteran.
See? She just told on herself right there.
Red flag number 577 in this video, guys.
I am retired, and I am currently a stay-at-home.
Okay. Well, I mean, you earned it. You know, if y'all don't know, Kia is a high-ranking individual, retired with a very great pension, so she is definitely not hurt for money. So I want to make sure y'all understand that. And, you know, so retire. Are you looking for any new jobs or are you just kind of chilling?
Yes, this is my year of finance. And so I've been retired for 5 years. I am going back to work this year. And I actually think I may be going back to work by March.
We all hear bad things about military women. They're hoes. But more importantly, she's probably going to be masculine. And we've seen that she was masculine because we looked at, you know, we looked at her Instagram. Okay, what she said about... Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm open to marriage. You know, we'll see how the companionship goes. She know it's over for that. And that's why she got to do that whole spiel. That's been over for a long time. She ain't getting married. Flat out.
You just sit here and you don't know what I'm talking about?
And also, do you have a degree and or a skilled trade?
Yes, in human resources, which was my Air Force career.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Also, have you ever been married?
So I think the question should be, have I ever wanted to get married?
Say it again.
Have I ever wanted to be married?
Here we go again. Uh-huh. Here we go again.
The question is what he asks you. And see, this is why men don't want to date older women. All this aggressive and all this acting like you running something and you're going to check me and you're going to get me together. No, the question should be, did I ever want to get married? The reason you don't like it to be worded like that because it makes you seem like a loser. And you are. Even if you try to say it, no, I ain't never want to get married. Yes, you did. That's just what women say when they lose. I want it anyway. Yes, you did. The apple was rotten anyway. No, it wasn't. Another animal just snatched it out your hand and ran off.
I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do.
Let's say, have you ever been married or Have you ever wanted to be married? Let's do both.
I have never wanted to be married. Therefore, okay. I have not been married.
Okay.
But I'd like to say, I am not against marriage. It wasn't something I dreamt of. Mm-hmm. I'm not against marriage. It just was not something that I dreamt of.
Okay. And why is that?
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, the chat is like, uh-oh. look, Mr. Walker, uh-oh.
So I'll say this. You know, I grew up in the South, and I am big 52, so I grew up in a time where little girls, you dreamed about your wedding, and I did all that as a young girl. Marriage, it just was not something that I dreamt of.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
And in my 20s, I thought I would get married and have kids and have a house and 2.5 kids and a dog and a good job. And I was very depressed when that did not happen to me in my 20s. And then I woke up at 29 and realized, did I even want that?
Yes.
And did you notice she said, it didn't happen to me, as if she played no part in this equation at all? You got to pay attention when women talk. They're always going to word it like they were the innocent victim. Oh, marriage just didn't happen to me. Because women don't really want to put in effort when it comes to men. They'll put in effort in going to school. They'll put effort into being in the military. But women don't feel like they have to put effort into men. Men should just come along and give them shit and marry them and give them kids and do all this shit just because they're existing in their presence.
Shit. Shit.
Did I even want that, or was I just doing what I thought that was the plan? And so once it was clear that it was a choice and I could design the life that I wanted, and I had a fabulous life, living abroad mostly and traveling and doing things and being really wrapped up in my career. So it just never, it just was never something where I thought, yeah, I want that. Now I do. I love a good partnership. And when it works, I think it is so sexy and it looks like it's so comforting.
If you would have met a guy at 25, let's say, and everything was great, and he was the man of your dreams, and he proposed to you at 28, a choice would be, even though you're great, you know what I mean, and we could have that ideal life, I don't want to do this. So I'm going to make the choice to not marry the man of my dreams and then go abroad and go in the military, whatever. That would have been a choice. Nobody proposed to your ass, so you didn't make that choice.
Oh my gosh, I've never thought about that.
Do you have any buckaroos, any children?
I have one, but she is my niece.
Like, wait, what?
But I raised her from when she was 9. She is 21 now, and she's married herself.
Props to you for raising up a young lady who did it right, who did it better than you. But let's be clear. That's not your kid, though. See, I don't know if y'all think it's petty or whatever, but no, you've never been married. And you've never had any kids. Own it. Be at peace with it. I know you raised your niece, but that's not your kid.
God, you're sick.
Do you work out, or how often do you go to the gym?
I do work out. So, as I mentioned, this is the year of finance, but last year was the year of fitness. And I did my first bodybuilding show in October.
Okay. Did you like it?
I did. I look so cute too.
Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib.
What kind of man are you looking for?
He is kind, mm-hmm. and he is funny, mm-hmm. and he is adventurous, and he's open-minded. Mm-hmm. And he is not concerned about women's hair, whether it's natural or sewed in or in braids or faded. He's not concerned about any of those things. He's concerned about what is inside of the person.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episodes.
You don't get to tell men what we get to be concerned about. You're 52 years old. See, you need to be pandering more than you ever pandered to men. You need to be kissing ass and being a pick me at 52. You're the bottom of the barrel. Not as a human. You're very admirable in a lot of ways as a human. But as a dating prospect to a man, oh, you're bottom of the barrel. So if that motherfucker wants you to wear a fucking 1800s white wig, whatever he wants you to do, if he wants you to wear braids, if he wants you to shave that shit bald, whatever you need to do to keep a man around at this point. You don't have any power or leverage as a 52-year-old woman in the dating market. You need to be kissing a man's ass to keep a man around at this point. Not getting more stuck in your ways and coming up with a longer list of shit you ain't gonna do.
And he's a fantastic partner. Mm-hmm. He understands partnership.
Man ain't telling me what the fuck to do. Nigga, we equal. Plus, I give you these hands. I was in the military. Stay the fuck away from this. Only a punk man would be with this woman. So maybe there is some weak, spineless punk that would be with her if she would even like that type of guy.
He's intelligent. Mm-hmm. He's empathetic. He's in touch with social issues. I'll tell you, I did online dating, and a lot of people will put on their profile that they're not political. That is, I want you to be political. Mm-hmm. You have to be engaged, especially as a black person in America.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black.
You don't get to dictate if I gotta be into politics or not. And most men don't want to sit around talking about politics with their bitch. Come suck this dick. Don't worry about Congress. Don't worry about bills getting passed. Worry about sucking these nuts and doing what the fuck I tell you to do. Nobody trying to chop it up about politics with their bitch. You got everything all mixed up, man.
Would you be open to dating somebody that doesn't share the same political beliefs as you?
I would be open to dating someone who does not share those beliefs, but I would be open to dating a MAGA.
Okay.
A MAGA supporter. That is, we are diametrically opposed. But you don't have to have the same beliefs in me, but I want someone who is engaged in their government. Obviously, I gave 26 years of my life in support of our Constitution, and I want someone who cares as much about that as I do.
Okay, so when you say a MAGA radical or somebody that just voted Republican, are they two different things?
If they consider themselves MAGA, then they are radical. I'm not talking about a Republican. If you consider yourself MAGA Republican, then we are not
meant
for each other.
Be nice. Don't Mr.
President,
threatening.
My question
Don't
is...
Don't be threatening.
If you guys are living together and you have a difference of opinion, who has the final say? Let's say that much.
I don't think I can answer that question. I don't... Not on the spot, because I've never thought of it that way. I've always lived by myself.
Why does that not surprise me?
That's why you're not fit for a man. Yes. She's... This is not a good showing. But she don't know no better because she never been in a real relationship with a man.
But I'm a believer in partnership. Mm-hmm. So if I am in a partnership, when you're making decisions, everything is a discussion.
Somebody done told you wrong.
When it comes to the dynamic between men and women, the man is either running it or the woman is running it. In any situation where they're like, oh no, we're equal partners, we both wear the pants and all. No, the woman's running it. I promise you, in relationships where they say we're equal partners, if the woman don't like it, it ain't happening. I guarantee you that. It ain't no we both got one leg and one pants leg. No, no. The buck stopped with her. That's basically what she's saying with this whole partnership spiel.
It's something that we hear a lot in dating today about partnership versus marriage. Women are saying they want a partner versus a husband. And I think one of the ways to kind of frame it as how men may receive it, and I tried to think of a military analogy, and thank you for your service, by the way. A woman saying that she wants a partner versus a husband, I think we receive that like a woman saying she wants a military force without ranking.
Bingo.
Does that make sense? Because mm-hmm. partner is even playing. And when it comes to getting things done in the military, where there's mission, where there's HR, I think you said with your background, in order to produce results, there has to be a protocol, there has to be a ranking, and you're going to have to fall in line to a hierarchy of decision making. So when you say partner, is it because you are not wanting to be led? You're not looking for a leader?
I'm not looking for a leader.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
That's all, folks.
You get to say that about a woman.
Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.